Pink and Trouble. And now it's 3:30, almost timed it perfectly. Joining me live via Zoom is Paul May, B-Fibre's Head of Channel Management. Welcome to Phoenix FM Drive, Paul.
Hello. Oh, good afternoon, Joe. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, great. For a minute there, I thought I'd lost you, but I've got you back. We're all right. Yes. So, Paul, let me get straight to it. I want to find out what and who B-Fibre is, Paul. Can you enlighten us, please?
Oh, fantastic question. Yeah, it'd be an honour. So, okay, so first thing first, B-Fibre are an internet service provider, an ISP. We provide full fibre broadband. So this is the absolute best broadband you can get in the market. And we have one purpose. Our purpose is to deliver broadband as it should be. So we want it to be fast. Our customers want it to be reliable. And also we want it at a super competitive price. And we think we actually hit the market, all three of them. We're also very much a customer-centric business. So we do put the people at the heart of absolutely everything we do. And I think this is represented really well in our excellent Trustpilot score. Another thing that customers tell us is when they speak to us, they want to speak to someone in their local community. So we have call centers in and around the UK to support that and meet the needs of our customers. And we also have a really good community engagement team. So although, yes, we're about selling broadband, we're all about working with local communities, supporting local communities. And some great examples of that are the local work we do with local food banks, raising money for local clubs, charities, associations. We've got a couple of charities we work with in the area, a big one being Cash for Kids, which is an important charity of ours this festive part of the year. So, yeah, very customer-centric, very much about our customers, but also really big on providing excellent broadband for local communities.
Well, that's really refreshing to hear, actually, that you're working with local communities as well. It's something that warms our heart here, being a local community radio as well. But listen, Paul, I'll tell you what, because I was actually looking recently to change my provider. But I must admit, there's so many technical terms and abbreviations and stuff like that. Like, you do get a bit baffled, to be fair. So when you're swapping all your providers and things like that. Now, there's one thing that keeps popping up. It's FTTC and FTTP. Can you tell me what the difference is? It's not, it's all about me, Paul, see, today. So
I love it. No, great question. And to be fair, this is the thing, that there's a lot of misunderstanding around what is super fast broadband, what is fibre broadband. And I think that question is a great question to ask, because a lot of people don't know. So FTTC broadband is it's fibre to the cabinet broadband. So this is ultimately where a network will put fibre cable to a cabinet, which is usually a green cabinet in someone's street or someone's road. Oh. But then that's where the fibre cable will end at the cabinet. And then the journey from that cabinet to a customer's premise, so a flat or a house, will be copper wiring. Oh. So at much slower speed. And depending on where you live, in relation to your green cabinet, the slower the speed. So if you're unlucky and you live at the one end of the road and the green cabinet is at the other end of the road, then as crazy as it sounds, you'll actually get a much slower speed versus one of your neighbours that live closer to that green cabinet. Now, full fibre to the premise, FTTP, is where the fibre cable will run to the cabinet, but also from the cabinet to the customer's premise, their home of living, will also be full fibre cable, not copper wiring. And that's what we have. So we have full fibre to the premise, right, not full fibre to the cabinet and then copper wiring to the home. So one of the things that we pride ourselves on is speed. So we offer up to 900 megabytes per second, which is the full fibre to premise broadband.
Wow. Thanks for explaining that. To be fair, now it actually makes perfect sense. So yes, I've got the up with my neighbours that live the other end of the street, to be fair. but Paul, listen, it's a real competitive market out there. I mean, I know when I've been looking to change my providers recently, right? So like, what would make your company stand out more from other providers, would you say? And that's a question, isn't it, really, for you?
No, I love it. It's a great question. Thanks, Joe. Well, do you know what? There's a number, and this is the thing. So I've already kicked off with our broadband is super fast. It's full fibre. So yeah, absolutely full, super fast and super reliable. But we kind of pride ourselves on the fact that we are enabling people's lives, that speed and that reliability and the product of our broadband, supported with a really strong Wi-Fi 6 Linksy router, means that we're enabling people's lives. So we're really passionate about that. Now, whether that be someone that doesn't do a lot of internet consumption, or that could be someone that actually does a lot of home working or gaming, communicating with people around the world, we're enabling that. So we're enabling communities with really fast, reliable broadband. We also are really upfront that we do not increase our prices in contract. So the price you're paying day one is the same price that you'll be paying at the end of the contract. No sneaky upfronts and mid-contract price increases at all. I mentioned upfront costs there. We don't charge any upfront cost, so we won't charge for an installation, a setup fee, an activation, a postage fee, no upfront cost at all.
Boy, I was going to ask you that, Paul. So there, you're covering all that for me. I don't even have to ask you any questions there. So you're telling me there's no sort of like little like dodgy cost somewhere that will sneak up? Because I've heard it so many times when sort of like you've gone onto a contract and then sort of like almost like halfway through, price hikes have just suddenly come in and there's nothing you could do about it. So that's not going to happen if I was to sign up with you, say, Paul. Is that right?
Not at all. And I suppose the other thing that's worth calling out, that although our customers, when they sign up to us, know that, you know, the price they pay today will be the price they pay in 12 months' time, 18 months' time, 24 months' time, when it comes to the end of the contract, there's no big price shock. So although the promotion is a 2-year promotion, so the cost is fixed for that whole 2-year period, the end of the contract, when the price does go up a little bit, it does go up a little bit. The most a person's contract with BeFiber will go up will be between £5 and £10. And from experience of being with some of our competitors, that's not the case with some of them. We're talking increases sometimes of literally £50, £60, £70. So even at the end of the contract, the price that the customer's left with is actually a really competitive price as well.
Okay. Now, can I go over what the most important thing is? Because, you know, people sometimes got 4 or 5 people in the household where the kids are sort of like playing games and someone else is streaming sort of like live films and things like that. What is the speed? So that you've got the upload speed and download speed as well, obviously.
Absolutely. So with ourselves, it's full fibre, so we give up to 900 megabytes per second. But again, what's really unique about us is download, but also the same for upload. And that becomes really important if people are working from home and are using Zoom or Teams to make calls. That's all about the upload speed. Yeah. The same for streaming, so Netflix or Disney or other others are available, but streaming is all about the upload, and gaming as well. Anyone that games at home, the download speed's important, but equally as important is the upload speed. So we're really proud that we give the same download as we do upload, and that's up to 900 megabytes per second.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, look, Paul, I've thrown loads of questions at you, right? And all the things that I've looked into when I've looked to change providers, again, it's about me today, right? Say, for instance, like I wouldn't be happy. People do like to know as well. Is there a kind of get out clause as well if we were to sign up for you and not be happy? Though by what you've all said, I don't know why we wouldn't be, but just in case, it's always nice to know, to have these things.
100%. We are so confident in the product that we sell, and our customers tell us regularly through Trustpilot and other reviews that they're really happy. We also offer what's called a B guarantee. So within being installed, you have 30 days to test the product. And for whatever reason it may be, if you choose within that first 30 days of being live that you want to cancel, we won't charge any kind of cancellation or termination fee. A 30-day guarantee to test the service. And that's all about how our confidence in the product and also what existing customers tell us already. So yeah, it's a nice to have. We're absolutely proud to offer it. Unsurprisingly, most of our customers don't take us up on the option and stay with us, but it's there as a backup for customers to try the service and decide for themselves.
That's really nice, though, because as you say, it's like it gives you more confidence in the people you're buying from if you know you can do that. But you know what? You've answered a lot of the questions anyway. So you've been a joy to talk to. I could talk to you all about this. Yeah, and thanks for clearing up all the FTTC and the FTTP things. It really makes a lot of sense. So is there anything else you want to add before we say goodbye?
No, not really. I suppose we've got like a lot of companies at the minute. We have got really competitive prices, but we've also got a Black Friday sale on. So any prospective customers that are interested in switching their broadband, I would suggest have a look at our website, do a postcode check to see if BeFibre are in your area. And if you are in a lucky position where you can switch to ourselves, great offers. The Black Friday offers up to £100 Love to Shop voucher on top of the current offers that we've already got live. So yeah, some great offers on the website this weekend. Until Monday. So go check it out for yourself.
That's brilliant, Chiz. And it's b-fibre.co.uk. I've got that right, Paul. And I can you imagine if I was doing it. It is. Oh, okay. Thank goodness. I've done my prep well then on that one.
You have.
Paul, well, listen, again, thanks so much for coming along. A joy to speak to. And now I've now got to put you on the list now, definitely, for me changing over. I'm going to do a postcode search a little bit later. Paul, thanks ever so much again. Really appreciate that. And you can check out, as Paul said there, b-fibre.co.uk. Now, I have chosen Coldplay, Speed of Sound. Thanks again, Paul. Bye.